I'll make them something to munch on, so when they get home they'll be glad to see a meal all ready for them," she said. At last, the seven dwarves marched in singing their chants homewards. They opened the door and to their great surprise they found a bowl of yummy hot soup on the table and the whole house was more clean than ever. Snow White was fast asleep upstairs on one of the beds. The chief dwarf poked her gently. "Who are you?" he questioned. Snow White told them her sad story and tears were streaming down their eyes. And one of the dwarfs said as he loudly blew his nose, "You can stay here with us." "Yay!" they cheered, dancing joyfully around Snow White. "You can live here with us while we are down the mine. Don't worry about your stepmother. We will take care of you," one of the dwarfs said. Snow White thanked them for their help and support. The next morning, the dwarfs were off to work, but they warned Snow White to not open the doors to strangers. Meanwhile, the servant had returned to the castle with the heart of a roe deer, lying to her, saying that it belonged to Snow White, so that he could claim the reward. She turned to the mirror and said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest lady of them all now?" "The loveliest lady in the land is still Snow White. She is in the seven dwarfs' house," the mirror replied. The stepmother was in uncontrollable anger. "She must die! She must die!" she shouted. She applied makeup and dressed up as an old peasant lady. She put a poisoned apple in the basket. She took a shortcut through the forest and behind a dwarf's tree house unseen, and Snow White waved goodbye to the dwarfs on their way to work. Snow White was busy in the kitchen. Suddenly, she heard a knock on the door. "Who is there?" she called suspiciously, remembering what the dwarf said. "I am an old lady who wants to give out apples," she said. "I do not need any apples, thank you," Snow White declared. "But they are very beautiful and juicy," the evil stepmother said. "I'm not supposed to open the door to anyone," Snow White replied, not wanting to disobey the dwarf's order. "Such a lovely girl. Since you have been listening to your friends, you deserve a reward." Snow White opened the door just a little bit to take the apple. "Now isn't that a nice apple?" the evil stepmother said. Snow White took one bite and then fainted and fell to the ground. The evil stepmother laughed in an evil way, but as she ran back across the swamp, unfortunately, as she ran, she fell into quicksand.